Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back from lunch. Would you kindly take your seats? And as a courtesy to our presenters, please make sure your cell phones have been turned off. Thank you. Please take your seats. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sean Maloney.
Well, welcome back after your lunch. For those of us in this room, that was what I'd call a good news video, because almost everybody in this room, in one way or another, makes their living off the internet. You're either designing products that end up using the internet, hardware or software, or maybe you write articles in newspapers that cover our industry, our technology, and these users. We could have shot that video almost anywhere in the world, almost any city in the world. We actually shot it about 200 yards from here just a few days ago to hear about the passion that people have for using the internet. And I think it behoves us as an industry to look at the environment of the internet and to look at what's changed over the last 6 months since we were together last time, because the way that the internet changes, changes the way that we do our jobs and the kinds of products that we need to design. This, of course, is not the Andromeda Galaxy. It is a representation of the internet where the color lines denote domains, countries, and the thickness of the pipes denotes the bandwidth and the infrastructure. The internet is an enormously complex and changing phenomenon. And so we thought we'd take a different slice of it to see exactly what's going on. And we sat down and we thought we would take 16 of the top websites in the world, and we would profile them over a period of a day to see the usage patterns on those websites. And the websites that we chose are a cross-sample of the world of the internet. This represents a total of something like 55 million people, 60 million people at any time. You're frequently in one of these communities. These communities are global communities in internet search. They're semi-local communities with localized Asian or localized European content. They are entertainment and game communities. They are commerce communities, mail news communities. And they are evolving pretty rapidly. And over a period of the last 6 to 9 months, a couple of things have happened there that are worthy of our attention. The first thing that's happened is there has been a rapid growth in video. Now, the internet overall is on its way to being the largest media surpassing the other media. And one of the ways that's happening has been through this very, very rapid growth in video. We've talked about video on the internet for years and years and years, since the middle 1990s. The last 3 months, this has finally really begun to kick in. And I'll show you an example here of some of the things that are happening, which you may see. You're seeing a race to catalog and archive this video. And this isn't really, it's not like watching a cactus grow. This is like watching a sunflower. The amount of content that's coming on now, week on week on week, is dramatic. We have Google, obviously, looking to archive the content. Yahoo doing the same thing with the Yahoo search site. We have AOL doing the same thing with the AOL search site. You've got newer sites coming in, YouTube archiving a whole series of content. We have BlinkX coming in and archiving, again, massive amounts of news content from all the way around the world. What's increasingly common when you go and look at these new video search engines or new video search technologies also is the amount of personalized content that's coming on there. It's not just sports or video clips. It's people putting up their own clips that come, people who are going into sports stadiums and holding up cameras, people who are shooting video in their home and putting it up. And the impact of this is clearly going to be a rapid growth in internet traffic. It has a big impact on the infrastructure demands, and it has a big impact on the client. Not only the amount of bandwidth you need to reach the client, but then the display and storage capabilities of the client. The personalization phenomenon is also happening in other ways as well. And we're seeing new browser-based technologies coming out that are accelerating personalization. RSS clearly has been around a year or so with people personalizing their news streams. You're seeing tagging for people beginning to personalize and archive in a much more granular way content. Ajax and mashups, much more recently in the last 6 months, as people are beginning to use these XML-based technologies to mash together existing infrastructures on the web and come up with totally new different types of applications. I'm going to show you a couple of those, and I'm going to start with a very interesting one. And this is a mashup of the FBO web, which is the FAA, Federal Aviation Authority's live database of flights in the US. Now, I didn't know this, maybe you didn't know it, but the FAA has a public database recording where planes are in the US at any one time. Difficult to understand the format of it until somebody came along and mashed it with Google Earth. And so you're now looking at a live map of flights across the United States. I'm looking at it here on this beautifully smooth Apple iMac with a Core Duo at 2 gigahertz. And thank you. And I'm diving in over LAX. And you can see that, You can see that you can see all these flights in, let me dive down again, sorry. You can see all these flights underway. And if I go down to here, I can tilt it round and I can see a three-dimensional representation of all of these aircraft as they're coming into LAX. This is a kind of accidental result of having open databases on the internet and somebody mashing both of them together. And if you have the appropriate mobile client, you're going to be able to stand in front of the airline desk when they tell you your flight is delayed, and you're going to know more about where it is than the person behind the counter. Another unintended consequence of the magic of the internet. Now that one's going to be really, really. I tried to access it at SFO recently, and I haven't quite figured out how to get onto it when I'm there. Here's another one. Now this is a mashup of Google Maps and a database called Hot or Not. Now, those of you who laugh know what Hot or Not is. Hot or Not is a website where you go put your own picture up, and people vote on whether you're hot, right? I would not put my picture up there under any circumstances, having a fragile ego. But this is a mashup between Hot or Not and Google Maps. So we can see who's hot around the Moscone Center. And it won't include many of the geeks in this room. But anyway, I can dive in and look at somebody. And there's a picture of someone who considers themselves hot. And I'm not going to go any further with this application. Anyway, the unintended consequences, weird and wonderful things, access to information, personalization, and that passion of the personal, that passion of pioneering has always come around in our industry to a large extent by the desire for things to be personal. 40 years ago, the passion in Stanford University to get away from the horrible mainframe interface led to the creation of the GUI. And obviously then, through Xerox PARC, the mouse, the passion that led to the Palo Alto Homebrew Computer Club that ultimately ended with, or gave birth to the Apple computer and the PC, the passion to link networks that gave birth to TCP/IP and the beginnings of the internet.